Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. If this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats, the boundaries, the challengers, and the information you want to know. The infighting, the party rivalries, and the turf wars, or as they call it in party headquarters, the vote management. We're going to try and pack all that into the next couple of minutes. I'm Sarah McInerney, and I'm joined once again by RTE Radio's Barry Lenihan. And also with us is Áine Ní Breslán, journalist and broadcaster. And it's Meath West we're going to be talking about next. And Barry, you might take us through the essentials, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, and this constituency, fun fact for you, Sarah, had the shortest ballot paper across Ireland back in 2020. Let's see, will it be the same this time? Three seats up for grabs and two incumbents enter the ring once again for this contest. They are Johnny Gourke of Sinn Féin and Padraig Tobin of Aontu, Damien English of Fine Gael. Standing aside, and another significant Oireachtas departure from this constituency as well, Senator Shane Castles of Fianna Fáil, also retiring from politics.
Áine, where are we talking about when we talk about Meath West?
We're talking about an area northwest of Dublin that comprises the larger towns of Navan, Trim, then into Athboy, Enfield, Oldcastle. There's a Gaeltacht area here in Rachearn and Ballyhib. It's a mix of rural farms, smaller towns, and then larger commuter areas. But it's a kind of a mixed constituency, leaning slightly rural.
Okay, all of this is based on the information that we have at the time of recording. Candidate nominations have not closed as we're speaking at this moment. We haven't entered the campaign proper. But with all that said, Barry, you're going to be back with an update on all of that. For now, we're going to talk about the riders and the runners. Where do you want to start?
Well, perhaps consensus, and he won't like us saying it, is that there's only one certainty in this constituency, and that's the Aontu leader, Padraig Tobin, of course, elected perhaps unexpectedly the last time in 2020 when standing for Aontu in an election for the first time. Remember, beforehand, he said the squeeze was coming on from Sinn Féin to unseat him, that Mary Lou MacDonald nearly had a Navan accent. She was in the constituency so much. But Padraig Tobin elected the last time with 17.6% of the vote, first elected in 2011 with a similar vote as well. What will he do this time? People saying to me locally, perhaps he doesn't have a cause or an issue like previous elections, such as the Save Navan Hospital campaign or the Navan Rail Corridor project. And also, again, we are further on from the 2018 referendum on the Eighth Amendment. Having said that, though, he does have a high profile nationally. He does have a high profile as well following his run in the European elections and in the local elections here. In Meath West, Aontu, they did rather well in parts of it. They took 17.46 of the vote in Navan, which would be Padraig Tobin's backyard, and they were ahead of Sinn Féin on first preferences as well across the areas that make up this constituency. So Padraig Tobin, the consensus is, should top the poll, perhaps not hit the quota, but he should be rather okay, and let's wait for the letter of complaint after giving him the kiss of death.
But, safe seats is Barry. Padraig won't be happy with that at all, Áine. But what about Fine Gael then, with Damien English retiring in this constituency?
Well, that's a massive blow to Fine Gael. He had been a Teacht an Ailleadh since 2002, had been Minister of State since 2013. However, he has firmly and strongly endorsed Councillor Linda Nelson-Murray and said that she is the right choice to stand for Fine Gael in Meath West. She's Navan-based, which is a very good vote-getting base. However, there are a few other candidates who are also standing with that base. But if Damien English puts his might behind her and goes out to canvass strongly with her, there is a very good chance that there is a Fine Gael seat here. There has traditionally been a Fine Gael seat here, but it really has put the cat among the pigeons, Damien English standing down.
Yeah. What do you think, Barry?
Yeah, it won't be easy for Linda Nelson-Murray. She has big roots in Navan with her a business with her husband. She's the former political assistant to Damien English as well. But her base very much is in Navan, although I think she lives in Kilmessan. And Fine Gael were in fourth position in Navan here in the local elections. And the feeling locally is Damien English and Navan stepping aside, Shane Castles, Fianna Fáil, and Navan stepping aside, that around a third of their vote would have been personal votes and is very much up for grabs. So it really is to see, can ran Linda Nelson-Murray retain Damien English's old vote, but also grow her vote outside of her base and get her name out there in the Kells and Trim parts of this constituency. And that might be easier said than done for her. Of course, with Damien English perhaps running her campaign, he is a wily operator. He won a seat here in 2002, usurping John V. Farrelly, the sitting TD, in his eighth election. So any campaign with English involved can't be underestimated. But again, the fact that Fine Gael were outpolled by Aontú, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin in Navan, in her base in the local elections, she's not a certainty, but she's very much in the mix.
Áine Johnny Gourke from Sinn Féin topped the poll, 30% of the vote last time out. What do you make of his chances this time?
I think he has a very good chance. Meath West would have a traditional Sinn Féin leading vote, leaning vote here. The fact that he's topped the poll, now he ran into issues back in 2022 regarding failure to register rental properties and so on, but he has been a strong campaigner for the likes of Navan Hospital and local issues. I think he would be a fairly certain seat to me. It would have to be something big that would unseat Johnny Gourke, in my opinion, in Meath West.
I would tend to disagree with Áine on Johnny Gourke somewhat. He still perhaps may poll in second place, but the question for him is, can he attract the transfers to get over the line? He's significantly harmed by the constituency redraw. He's losing 1,533 votes to the Longford West Meath constituency. Around 40% of the votes moving out of this constituency belong to Johnny Gourke. So from his 12,600 base of last time, he's already falling down. Again, the Sinn Féin surge perhaps helped him through the last time as well. So again, Gourke could be falling to around 7,000 or 8,000 on his first preferences. That may be enough to put him ahead of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but will it be enough to get him home? He has a reputation on the ground. He's the chair of the Moyle JFK 50 Mile Challenge, which has raised €1.4 million for charity in recent years. He's also the founder of the Aidan McInnesby GAA Club in Boston as well. Of course, Aidan McInnesby, shot by a British soldier in Tyrone in 1988 on his way to the Gaelic ground. So he can very much tap into the Republican roots that Áine mentioned in this constituency. And Johnny Gourke's campaign team, they did gain a seat in the Kells local electoral area in the local elections. It's very much a case of how much of that Republican old Sinn Féin vote will go with Gourke or with Pather Tobin. And very much, as one person said to me, it could take Pather Tobin to go over the quota and give a transfer to help Johnny Gourke, for Gourke maybe to get the seat, which is a strange quirk of fate given the campaign to unseat Pather Tobin 4 years ago. But Gourke in the box seat, but it's fiendishly difficult for him.
Talking about Pather Tobin going over the quota now, he's never going to forgive you, Barry. He's never going to forgive you.
After a few counts, maybe after a count or two. After a count or
okay,
two.
Okay, not on the first count. There you go, Pather. What about Shane Castles then and Fianna Fáil, leaving a big hole on you for Fianna Fáil?
A very big hole for Fianna Fáil. He had topped the poll in 2016, missed out in the seat in 2020. And now that has left the vacuum that has been filled by Councillor Aisling Dempsey, of course, daughter of former Minister Noel Dempsey. She is Trim based and she stood in the local elections in the summer and she was elected on the eighth count. She's a Cathaoirleach of the Trim Municipal Council. She has been ably assisted by her father, and Micheál Martin has made a few guest appearances in the constituency helping her canvass. Can she use the family name and the Fianna Fáil connection to get a seat? It's hard to say. She is new enough to this business in terms of election, even though it has been the family business for minis a year. It's hard to call with Aisling Dempsey.
Yeah, Fianna Fáil the last time here in 2020, a bit like Annie Power falling at Cheltenham in that famous fall a few years ago. They were largely expected to win and Shane Castles lost his seat despite topping the poll in 2016. Aisling Dempsey coming from Trim, she lives in Athboy, so she has a leg in the camp in the Kells end of this constituency as well. And Trim, I'm told by local contacts, tends to vote local or stay local with his votes. So whilst Fianna Fáil had a quite poor showing in Trim in the local elections, including with Aisling Dempsey getting elected, polling just 15%. Trim for a long time has had a TD from 1973 up until 2016. There was always a Trim TD, and Aisling and her father, Noel Dempsey, the former minister, are likely to play on that. Their ground game in rural areas is said to be good. However, Aisling Dempsey will be keeping a very close eye on the close of nominations here for candidates. There's no independent candidate in the field at the moment, with potential speculation that Noel French, who took 33% of the vote in Trim in the local elections and polled over 5,000 votes for Fine Gael in the last election, may throw his hat into this contest. And he would certainly throw the cat among the pigeons should he do so. He was uncommittal when I contacted him when I was just outside the studio getting a glass of water.
Commuter County, of course, Áine. So the Social Democrats would have their eye on this one, with Councillor Ronan Moore?
Yes, definitely having his eye on it and focusing in on issues such as childcare, health and mental health services, and hoping that he would have a chance. He was re-elected in the local elections of June 2024 in the Trim local area. He had spent a period as Caherla on the Trim district as well in the council. He would be hoping maybe to hit with the commuter base, but I think it could be an uphill battle in this constituency where you have strong established candidates and parties fighting for a vote. I don't know if I could see it for him.
Yeah, 5.7% of the vote in the last general election for Ronan Moore. Perhaps an expectation that he may get in around 2,500 votes, and his transfers really could be critical in deciding the final shake-up, with an expected blanket finish between Gurk and Nelson Murray and Dempsey. We mentioned the Social Democrats. No talk of Labour here, it's worth noting. In 2011, it had half a quota and was in the frame in third place in the first count with Jenny McHugh, but no talk of a Labour candidate. And of course, next door as well, little talk of Labour in Meath East as well, when they once had a seat there with Dominic Hannigan. So that perhaps shows that party's particular woes in certain parts of the country.
Okay, it is prediction time, and you mentioned the transfers from Councillor Ronan Moore, and where they might be crucial, Barry. Where is this all going to go, do you think? With the caveat that we are speaking before the campaign proper.
Yes, it is very, very hard to tell. As I said, maybe a few weeks ago, I would have said Tobin and Gurk would have been certain, and between Nelson Murray and Dempsey for that final seat. Tobin should still get home. Gurk is now perhaps in a battle with Nelson Murray and Dempsey for the final two seats. There could be very, very little between them. One would imagine that the Harris Hop, they Fine Gael would hope that it would bring Nelson Murray in, but there are advantages and disadvantages to her candidature. It's very, very difficult to call those final two seats. I'm going to have to get a few splinters on my posterior here and sit on the fence, unless Áine has a different view altogether.
There's an image, Áine. Do you have a different view?
I'm laughing because you had Pat there with a over the quota there earlier, and now you're kind of hedging your bets.
No,
Barry,
I say he's still going to get in.
I'm going to say into Sinn Féin, and I think between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil with the Harris Hop and Damien English by her side, giving it to Linda Nelson Murray.
No, Dempsey beside Aisling Dempsey's side. So two wily operators campaigning there.
Yes.
Dempsey heavily involved in Fianna Fáil's national strategy. So, I probably still would give Gurk the advantage of holding him between the two Civil War parties and two potential coalition bedfellows for that final seat. Okay. But again, with a cigarette paper between them all.
Yeah, it strikes me actually in a lot of the conversations and discussions that we've had thus far, how important the Harris Hop is going to be to getting Fine Gael candidates across the line. Áine, I just wonder, like, if anything happens to Harris and his personal popularity, how much is riding on Simon Harris?
I think it very much depends on the constituency. I think constituencies that have long established Fine Gael elected representatives, that it's not going to mean as much perhaps for newer candidates coming in, trying to make a name, coming up through the ranks, then it will affect them. It's like the Mary Lou effect in certain very entrenched Sinn Féin constituencies. It's just hard sometimes to see if it's going to affect that much.
Like Fine Gael ran three candidates trying to get two seats in this constituency in the last election. Mm. Now they're pinning their hopes on just the one candidate, and their strategists locally and nationally are far from calling her a certainty. Mm. So even with the Harris hop, you see in this instance, when perhaps people were predicting Damien English would top the poll if he was there, now people saying, both within the party and outside it, that their candidate is simply in the mix. So you can see the two cancelling each other out somewhat here.
We'll leave it there for this one. Áine, thank you very much. Barry, you will be back with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research. Jamie Doyle was on sound and our producer was Alistair McConnell. And remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend. You can also tune in across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 guide to general election 2024.